The date is December the 7th, 2016. This meeting is being held immediately following the special legislative session. Mary, would you call roll, please?
Legislator Berkey?
Here.
Legislator DeLon?
Here.
Legislator Lapp?
Here.
Legislator Litz?
Here.
Legislator Mayo?
Here.
Legislator Rodriguez?
Present.
Chairman Maloney?
Here.
Here. Okay. Everyone was emailed the minutes of our November 9th meeting. Are there any deletions, corrections, or additions anyone would like to make?
Second.
Moved by Legislator Mayo, second by Legislator Rodriguez. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolutions for our December 20th, 2016 regular legislative session. Resolution number 462, approving the execution of a contract amending causing the aggregate contract amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered to in by the county and the IBM Corporation, Department of Information Services. Sylvia, would you care to enlighten us, please?
Move for discussion.
So that contract is to cover software maintenance for some of the applications that we have running on our servers. A portion of it.
Sylvia, you may need to come up front here.
Do we have a?
You don't have a mic, but.
So this is an annual contract that we renew every year. The difference this year is that one of the servers that this software covers is for the Lotus Domino email application. So this year I was able to reduce it by $38,000 because we are backing off of Lotus Notes and moving on to the Office 365 software.
Any questions for Sylvia? Hearing none, there's motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Sylvia, stay right there. Resolution number 519, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and Tyler Technologies.
Move. Second.
For discussion, Sylvia, please.
Okay, this is the contract that goes with the capital project that I think was voted upon last month to replace the sheriff's and emergency communications public safety system that handles the police records, the corrections system. We had a configured dispatch 911 system and then various other modules to handle case management for detectives. All of the mobile equipment and software in the police cars. So this is really a huge project that will go on for about a year and a half, we anticipate. And it is a big overhaul of the system that they've been using since, I think it was 1997? Somewhere, a long time.
Legislator Rodriguez, question?
So just remind me now. So the software that it's replacing is actually multiple platforms? Is that what it is?
The software, yes, it's running on multiple platforms at the moment, and it will again in this new version. There's several different servers that need to interact with each other.
And are these servers that you're maintaining, or is this somehow this is something in the sheriff's office?
We maintain it.
It's a lot of money. It's a
very complex.
And it's all county money.
Yes. And it's all coming out of capital project.
I understand how we're funding it.
Yes.
That's different.
Understood. Right.
We did do an extensive RFP process on this.
Who were you again?
Mark Ryder, director for.
There you go.
Thank you, Mr. Ryder. All right. Hector, are there any other questions? There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Sylvia, stay right there. I'm going to jump out of order only because I then going to go to tourism. Let's see. Resolution number 537, bottom of the first page. Number 6, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 issued by the county, again, with Tyler Technologies.
Move.
Second. Second by Legislator Litz. Sylvia?
This is for software maintenance for the existing public safety system. So this will probably be, we need 18 months left on this before the new system takes over. So this is to cover between now and the time that the new system begins. When that becomes live, then we'll end this maintenance contract.
Any questions for Sylvia regarding 537? Hector?
So, Sylvia, basically right now, at least under the terms of this, it looks like one starts on 1/1/17. This one would begin on 12/31/16. Then basically they're overlapping. The term listed right here mm-hmm. is in fact only one day more than within 5/19. So
I think that's just all
by
a day. Is that what you're saying?
I got that. But what you're trying to tell me is that theoretically you'd be doing one and then you would change over to the other one. So now you're basically, they're running concurrently.
Well, I don't think
no, the other one doesn't start.
Doesn't start.
Okay, but one starts on one, on January 1. I got that. But they
starting
clearly,
on 1/1.
But they're clearly, at least per the terms of what I'm reading right
no,
here,
I know what
they're running at the same time. You want to see
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Sure. So Tyler and Tyler. Yeah. Right?
Are these the two different...
No, I got that. Because this is the one that's... This is the old software. This is the new, right?
Right.
Which software? Which software is running at what time, Sylvia?
So the software that is currently running will be running until June 30th of 2018, and we are actively using that. So we need to keep the maintenance active until that date. The contract that you're looking at for the enterprise is the implementation services. So that project is going to take 18 months to complete. So we need to start it on January 1, but we won't be paying maintenance on it until, until July 1st of 2018.
But we're paying two vendors for the same period of time. Again, it's the same 18 months. That's what that shows.
Right, but the one is for maintenance because we're not stopping. We're not...
I got that, but theoretically, one would be like a year, the other would be for that full 18 months, so that way you're actually building up and actually changing over. I get that part, but why is the term the same for the second software, right, for the old system?
Because during the time that we are implementing the new system, we need to maintain the use of the old system.
I think we're not connecting to something.
I understand exactly what he's saying. Do you really think it's going to be for 18 months? Or maybe it's for 6 months then, maybe? You just have to put it there for 18 months?
Thank you.
No, what you have to do is on the day that the contract starts for the new system on January 1, 17, the vendors come in and we do planning sessions. And then we start to, this is hugely complex. It's going to take 18 months to get that system set up, configured, loaded, trained. It's hugely complex.
But we're paying, again, two vendors to maintain for the same period of time.
But we're not paying to maintain.
One is to build the new system, the other one is to maintain the old one.
Exactly.
Until the new system is built.
But we're going to be paying for the full 18 months.
But we're only paying maintenance. The maintenance doesn't overlap. So
you're paying the maintenance on one system.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that's a problem. But
yeah, you're an SAP, and I get that.
So the
by changing over, you're building a new system.
It's going to take 18 months. So, and Mary Beth, I know you get the thing. So it's going to take the full 18 months for both. going to take up a full 18 months to go and build a new system, and that we have to go and maintain the old system during that full 18 months. There's no point where it's going to take a year for the one as opposed to the full 18 months for the whole period.
No, and you can't turn the one off until
the other one goes on.
That part I can get.
Right. I mean, think about the financial system. That was nowhere near as complex as this, and that took, you know, easily a year and a couple months. So it truly is highly complex. There's software in all of the police vehicles.
I think that where part of the confusion is coming is in the wording of the title, because it does say in there that it is for the implementation services and maintenance. But if we're not going to turn this system on until June 30th of 2018, we should not be paying maintenance.
True, but I think the only the maintenance that it might be referring to is the free maintenance that you get. Now that would start that day too. Yeah, it could be deceiving that maintenance is in there.
Hector, your question's been
yeah.
All right. No. Any other questions for Sylvia?
But no, we're talking.
Not going to give you a chance to breathe there. Anything else? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you, welcome.
You're
welcome.
All right. I want to move ahead to the second page, resolution number 551, establishing a capital project number 490, purchase of mass transit buses, amending the 2006 to 2021 capital fund budget. Ulster County Area Transit.
Second.
Okay. Motion is second. Anyone want to give a brief description?
Again, these are the buses that have been budgeted.
We can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
I'm sorry. These are the budgets that are scheduled for purchase and have really
very good. Any other questions for Deputy Executive Cornell?
I couldn't hear him, but I hope you got it.
No.
Thanks,
the new buses as planned, Hector.
I'm voting
yes. All right. Any other questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 553, appointing member to the Ulster County Planning Board from the town of Gardner.
Second.
Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Reappointing, resolution number 554, reappointing a member and alternate to the Ulster County Planning Board from the town of Olive.
Second.
Any questions? If they love them, we love them. Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
If you go back to our first page, resolution number 521, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county Department of Tourism.
Move.
Second.
Jim, get ready, Mary. Everybody tonight, everybody knows Mr. Remschneider and the lady from Buttermilk Falls.
Yes, C.J. Hartwell Kelly. She's on our Tourism Advisory Board, so she's been working very closely with our department. So, the first resolution you have is basically renewing our contract for the Travel Guide, the Luminary Media. They did it this year. Did a really great job. Award-winning Travel Guide. That's probably our, other than the website, our main promotional tool, 120,000 copies distributed. So I saw no reason why not to extend their contract.
Is this the same amount as last year?
Yes.
Did we move 521? Moved
yes.
And seconded?
Yeah, I moved it. I seconded.
Any questions for Mr. Remschneider? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 523, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and Cubic Inc., Department of Tourism. Rick, go ahead. If you want to.
Second.
I think maybe we should.
We're going to have a 2:30-second clips.
Right.
that were prepared by Cubic Inc. This is a company that the county went out for an RFP to do our tourism advertising for 2017. We wanted to present what the type of product and the quality of the product that they do, this company can do. All right.
This is promoting fishing, it's a fishing video.
Visit curtaincounty.com.
And the next one, I can get it over there.
And Rick, who did it in the past? This is new, Cubic.
Focus Media.
Oh, you did
that?
No, no.
Is this
hard? I don't know.
We'll play the second video, and then we'll discuss.
I'm trying.
Did you win the RFP? Come on.
The dead.
Come on. I just saw that guy
like a month ago. Let's try one more thing.
Okay, just one more thing. Hold on.
Rick, did you tell them that we broke up with them? Because Mary Beth wants to know.
Yes, we got it.
Okay.
It's the same thing, just different.
Yeah, it's just a little different.
Okay,
we went through a rigorous RFP process. CJ was one of six members on our committee, selection committee. We had two from the Tourism Advisory Board. We had eight firms bid on it, in county, outside of county, and obviously out of state. To be honest with you, I've been doing this for a while and interviewed dozens of firms. When they first proposed Cubic in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I said, well, do you want to do it? We could do Skype, we could do conference call. They're so eager to have this contract that they said, no, we're going to apply the three principles from Tulsa on their own. They came in, made the presentation, and CJ, I'll let her talk about it a little bit. We at Focus Media did a good job for the last 6 years, but this firm, head and shoulders above the others, the other seven that we interviewed four in person. So let's just talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, so we took a day and interviewed all four of the second round. You know, the folks on the committee first looked through the print proposals of all eight people that went into the RFP and then chose the top favorite four. And, one of the main concerns that I had seen in the other three companies that didn't make the cut was a lot of redundancy. You know, they represent other counties in the area. They have a little bit of crossover, and it was hard to see how their creative work was going to separate Ulster County from Dutchess or Orange. Cubic came in, and I mean, I was wowed by their proposal first off, and then when they came in for the interview, they came in, 12 hours really, or 16 hours before our appointment, and managed to go to almost every angle of the county and try to see it as a tourist. They went up to Mohonk and got denied entry at the gate. They walked up and down Kingston. They were up in uptown and downtown, there's New Paltz, so they really immerse themselves, and that's what they do. That's how they pitched us of what they'll do for advertising for the county. And I really think they just stood out above, and to have somebody almost that doesn't live here kind of provide the tourism collateral for us, I think is a good move and a good change.
Cool. And they represent, even though they're based in Oklahoma, they represent from the places in Vail, Colorado, a county in Massachusetts, Beverly Hills Chamber, City of Bakersfield, Virginia. So they're a nationwide firm.
And they had a lot of economic development pieces with the Vail. There was this whole economic development portion of what they did for Vail County, too. So it was big.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we do have the contract. It's just not in our packet, and they're actually printing out copies now. You know, this is no offense to you, but we went through this last year and in previous years. I want to at least have the contract before we vote on anything. So we have to give us a minute.
Okay.
All right. Any questions?
No.
No questions.
Put this one aside and come back to
it. While we're waiting, something to move over, I think this is what that's
about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, then just give us a minute.
Yeah. One thing I should mention is it's $25,000 less than this year's contract because we are hiring Luminary Media from Kingston to do the local PR events because it would be hard for Tulsa Oklahoma firm to do the local events and the press releases. So we're going to have them, Luminary Group has been anxious to get into Ulster County Tourism York for us, do that part.
Rick, you're not just a competent department head. You're also a constituent, so just trust me. I just let me just read through this.
Yes,
got you.
Yes.
I got you. Okay. Do you have a copy yet or no?
Do you have a copy?
Okay, take mine. I'll go out there and be over there.
Who are these, by the way, who are the other firms that you
The finalists were
I have all.
Focus Media, Luminary Media, Cubic,
BBG.
Yeah, BBG&G. BBG&G, they actually do a PR for the Ellenville Mill, a very competent firm. Just their presentation just didn't excite the committee. Plus, they represent Dutch County Tourism. Mm-hmm. So that's a bit of, to me, it's a bit of a conflict. Right. I want to get away from the sameness.
It was kind of the tagline for Dutchess is distinctly Dutchess, and then they proposed to us uniquely Ulster. And it just seemed.
God. We've had uniquely Ulster.
It just seemed so, it didn't really differentiate. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are
they
going to
read the contract? Really? Okay.
I'm just wondering your sense of Luminary.
Yeah, the Luminary is very good, Jennifer, but the difference between them and Cubic is Cubic's a full-service agency that deals in tourism and destinations. Luminary is basically just starting out. They do publications, but they're trying to get into that field, but the committee just felt they're a little bit inexperienced at this point. They do our travel guide, so we believe in them in print.
We're down with them still.
To be frank, that video, I laughed at the end because it looked just like Ulster County. I was like, I didn't put Ulster County.
They mentioned, like, didn't they say that?
Yeah. They felt like stock video. So I'm just wondering it's beautiful, but I'm wondering when you get the product from them, you
want
to work with them to make it uniquely
Ulster. Without using that tagline, yes. We'll definitely do that.
Everybody should mark their calendars. Cubic is going to be in Ulster County on December 19th and 20th, and they will be putting on a presentation here. Okay, I'm thinking either probably 5:30 on the 19th, probably 5 o'clock, or do they? Do you think they could do it on the 20th early before we have a meeting at 6:30?
Yeah, they could do that if they wanted to. Do they have a 2 o'clock...
But it'd probably be, we start at 5, at 6:30 on the 20th, so
we
could do 5:30.
There's no committee meetings that night? I'm asking.
Yeah, we'll look at it. So we'll do it on the 19th. I don't want to come up twice.
No, I don't want to come up twice. Just send me
Yeah, we can do it on the 20th.
Yeah, I'm just saying, no, I'm not saying just don't pick a time because you don't know.
Right. Mary, do you anticipate committee meetings on the 20th?
Or is it just
Did
session?
We know that? Just session?
Are we going to have session?
I believe it's just session, but you want me to go double check real quick?
If you would, please.
Yeah.
Hector, have you had time to peruse the contract?
Session is at what? 6:30.
So 6:30.
Not yet, but I will.
5:30.
5:30.
Well, they're saying we have any meetings of that night.
Just want to make sure there's no conflicts.
We'll have caucus.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rick, I'm getting old and tired. So, is that one provision that Focus had previous? Where is that in here?
No, that was taken out.
Okay.
It's the 15% we're talking about.
Yeah, basically we're even, you know, above and beyond at the end of the day, where we were ending up sort of getting stuck with the bill no matter what happened.
No, that was taken out of Focus's contract. Not put back in.
Not put back in. That's what I mentioned before. Well, I'm kind of scouring really quickly to look at that one section.
Any other questions for Mr. Remsteiner?
You said the budget was how much lower?
25,000.
Was there anything
that was
changed in the
bid away? Yeah, we changed lowered the media buys a little bit, and they, you know, just had some initial discussions for the RFP process that thought videos and something digital a little more important. So we did lower the media buys a little bit, but just about everything else is the same as under Focus.
And as you recall, do you remember this picture that there was some debate over the commission that they would receive?
That was what I just brought up. Where
okay,
I was just
sorry.
Like, no, it's okay.
Over
I was saying that I'm old and tired, and I forgot. I'm just tired of looking at was that provision taken out? And he said, yeah, it was taken out. So.
Okay, good.
So that he's stuff in the right direction. But.
So we've got redesigned printable 3 brochures, promotion material. How many was Focus doing, by the way? Just curiosity.
Brochures?
Same thing.
Same
enough.
And is there an increase in social media work that they'll be doing?
I think so. That's still to be determined. But we did come down on the media buys. So they thought that social media, digital, and doing videos is much more important.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're going to do the social media for us. We started this year in addition to Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, and they're very, they do a great job of that. I've seen some of their other, with other counties and cities.
Well, I'm going to get on your RFPs, and I know what you're doing, and I have a question that
you'll find. Oh.
Thanks,
Mary Beth.
Sorry, I didn't mean to find it. I'm so
Mr. Remsteiner, I would ask you to go to page 17, section 4, and just to make sure that we're reading it right.
I'm going to have to go back. I look at the other contract. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure this was taken out.
3 and 4.
Third party not providing permission to firmly charge the county 15% markup for these costs.
Hector, 3 and 4.
3
and
4.
Were saying last year that it was industry standard.
We didn't take out the entire it is an industry standard.
But that's you know, should a third party not provide a commission, the firm may charge the 50% markup cost.
I don't have the amendment.
But that is
probably what we should do then is set this aside until next week, till the 20th, and we get back together prior to the meeting for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work, Rick?
Works for me.
Make a motion to postpone it to the 20th.
There you go. Is there second. A second? Senator Rodriguez, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I'll go back.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right. Resolution number 520, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and the Ulster County Industrial Development Agency, Department of Planning. Okay, Suzanne, do you want to speak on this?
Move.
Second.
This is the IDA pays the county to administer the IDA.
Do the administration, their paperwork administration.
Well, we help the project.
Right, but it's all basically
the idea.
All the things that go on behind the scenes with the administration of the work that the IDA does. So. Hector?
Mr. Chair, Suzanne, actually in that role, maybe at a certain point you can actually update the committee as well, just periodically on that. I mean, again, at the same time that you're updating us on all the other stuff, just because it's one thing that, you know, it's being paid for, we should just know.
Very good. Any other questions for Suzanne regarding resolution number 520? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Thank you, Suzanne. Let's see. We're going to have our speaker, Suzanne Holt, is going to give us an update. Hector, do we want to, before we do that, I just want to, under old business, 170 and 326, you want to carry those over?
I'll move to postpone those.
Okay.
Thank
you. Is there a second?
Second.
All those, any questions for Legislator Rodriguez?
I would like to postpone them, though, until our January meeting, because by postponing them, they would actually come up on the 20th.
Yeah, so we're not doing that either.
Merry Christmas, Hector. Thank you.
And a Happy New Year.
Yes,
Mr. Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Suzanne, the floor is yours.
Sure. How long would you like me to speak?
2 minutes. 2 hours.
2 minutes.
I'll say 2 hours if that's what you want. That's what he said.
Oh,
I thought she'd be like,
yes, you may.
Okay, good evening, everybody.
Sure.
I wanted to talk to you about the Office of Economic Development. I want to talk about the IDA and the Ulster County Economic Development Alliance as briefly as I can. So tomorrow, the governor is making the CFA announcement, the state grant program. We helped over 40 municipalities, nonprofits, and businesses to apply. Some of the big ones that we're waiting to hear about tomorrow include Starbaca, Trailways, Greenhill Projects in Shangam, Peak Trading in Hurley. Some of the municipalities that we helped include the town of New Paltz, the town of Shangam. We're going to put in a few grants for Ulster County for the Fire Training Center for some trail projects. So there's quite a few things that we're eager to hear about tomorrow. Quite a few businesses and municipalities around the county right now, and we all have our fingers crossed. Because it came up today, it occurred to me to mention to you just, you know, sort of what the day is like at the Office of Economic Development. Mine Train Casino was holding events to get vendors. We sent it out to share with Ulster County businesses. Some of the businesses that expressed interest, one is a food restaurant business, another is actually a business that I learned about today. It's a local lighting and audio. They do lighting and audio for nightclubs around the world. They have people right now in Jakarta, in Indonesia, setting up a new discotheque, and they're interested in working for Montrain. That's actually a woman-owned business as well. Good question. It's a Slavin or Selvin. It's on 28. I can get it for you, but I had never heard of them before, but they're in our database. We sent them an email, and she called. She's also not a certified women-owned business, and I explained to her the benefits of that and helped her up with SDGs so that she could get certified as well, because anybody who contracts with the government, like my train that gets a contract from the state, has a requirement of women and minority-owned businesses. We also have a social worker who specializes in addiction services, who, my train is going to have to hire people like that as well. So a wide variety of businesses reached out, and we hooked them up. There's also another business I just learned about. Somebody was on Wall Street for 30 years and just bought in Ellenville a 68-acre off-road training
driving off-road. So it's an adventure. It's his dream to have this business. He just he wants to sell his services to Montrainer as well. So this is just, you know, one small thing that happened today, but I thought I'd share that with you. Working with the potential buyers for the mall, which is exciting. Hopefully we keep the mall open. And
do we actually have any sense of what's going on there or what they're planning on doing? Is it good?
There are people who are looking to buy it own malls. They own and operate 13 million square feet of malls in 13 states, and so they're for real. And they can't make any promises at this point, but the plan is to keep them all open and to demolish antiquated buildings and to make the space available for the type of businesses, retail businesses that want to be in it. They also want to maintain. They're from the South with a Southern accent. They said they cater to ladies, not 5 to 95. So they're not looking to put in a community college. They're not looking to put in an evangelical church. They're not looking to put in the other types of attractions that, you know, malls around the country have put in to get people to come. They're looking for retail.
Yeah, I know. In planning the practice.
They are not. That's not their model.
Yeah.
If I may interject, Suzanne, they have met with various people around the county and the school district and supervisors. They have not come to see me yet.
Have they not what?
They have not. I have not met them yet. Mm-hmm. I do understand that they're pushing the closing off into 17. I have met that.
Oh, okay.
Tax reason.
Okay. I thought it would be sooner, but... So,
until they figured out how much they got to pay back.
So, and then the last thing, just with the Office of Economic Development, I wanted to mention briefly is the HVABC study. It's Active Value Agribusiness, where we contracted with them to do where we keep hearing that our food cluster, our value-added food product cluster, has potential for growth. We've contracted with them to sort of tell us. You know, we keep hearing if you build something, people will come. You know, small manufacturers of Brooklyn will come, this one will come, that one will come. So the question we basically pose for them is if we build what, who will come? And so it's not an easy question to answer, but we've been working on that. And they brought in Peter Fairweather as well, who has experience doing these kinds of studies, and we're hoping to get a final product in the next month or so. So we had a meeting on that today as well. Regarding the IDA, which you asked about, the IDA pays the county to staff. In 2016, my recollection, they closed three projects. Darien Lake, the hotel in the town of Ulster, the Holiday Inn on 9W, which I expect to be opening soon. ServPro, which opened an office in either Lloyd or Marlboro, a big facility. They were leasing in Dutchess, and they've now built, they're on Lumen Lane, Salem, I think that's Lloyd.
Yep.
And then Starbucks. As well, was recently induced by the IDA.
What's that one?
That's the distillery and bed and breakfast and wedding facility on 9W also. So I expect the greenhouse project in the town of Sangam should be closing next week. The IDA is to be inducing that project next week. We're waiting for the town seeker. They're doing a conference center and restaurant and expanding their have a bed and breakfast right now. And then UPAC. So I think a really exciting project that the legislature voted on, this legislature as well as the city and the school district voted to approve the UPAC project. So the other thing the IDA is doing, which is exciting, we put out a call for projects to businesses and nonprofits that help Ulster County's businesses. So one of the criticisms of the IDA is that it helps tourism facilities and industrial, but it only helps big businesses. They have contracted with HVABC as well as the Film Commission in the past few years to help our farmers and our, you know, film industry. They're looking to do, they put out a call for projects. It's on the website. I'm going to the Kingston Arts Commission tomorrow to talk to them about this. And basically saying to any group that helps our businesses to grow, you know, come and talk to us and let's see if we can help you to do that. And they have contracts for services. So that deadline's the end of January, and then the IDA will decide in February. They don't have a lot of money to give out, but they just think it's a more fair process to put it out this way. They didn't want to put an amount. I would say what they've given to the other organizations is in the $30,000 to $40,000 range per year, but they didn't want to have a minimum or a maximum on the application. But I think that's probably a reasonable number. And they're looking to help, whether it's the tech industry, whether it's food, whether it's they just want to see how to get the most bang for the buck. Mm-hmm. Talking about the EDA, the Economic Development Alliance. I had talked to Legislator Golan, and he suggested that I bring this press release to share with you that we put out about the revolving loan fund. Passing around. It's and if you want to share this with your constituent business, I think he wants to share. Oh. I'm sorry. We have a growing food industry, we have a revolving loan fund. The revolving loan fund is really for any business who qualifies, but as we want to get the word out to our target industries, especially, that this money is available. And I think the word is getting out. I had a call from a farmer today who was asking lots of questions about how this funding could be used. So. Of course.
Just one second. Mm-hmm. What Suzanne is not telling everybody, just so everybody knows, the county prior had about 6 or 7 funds, and there was a small amount of money in each one of them. What the revolving loan committee did last month, with Hector sits on the committee with myself, was put all the funds under one umbrella. Mm-hmm. So now the county has approximately $750,000 that it can loan out. Food is one of the targeted industries, but any business in the county can, if you have somebody that wants to apply, can. We streamline the application process. Just the other day at the last committee meeting, Hector, I don't know if you weren't there, we approved a loan for Ellenville Sand and Gravel. They're going into the next phase. They're going to buy some equipment. Have to get a DEC mining permit, but they sell a lot of sand. They bought a property. It's actually a kind of funny story. They didn't intend to buy this property, but it turns out the property has some of the highest grade construction sand that the DOT hot thruway looks for. So it's kind of a natural business, but now they want to start mining rock. So that money will be used. It's a short-term loan, 7 years. It'll be paid back, but that loan is approved. It was approved at the loan level, and the EDA is going to administer it. So that's it in a nutshell. But if you know anyone that needs, $50,000, $100,000, is going to create jobs, this money is available.
Please continue.
Thank you. I guess just two other things. One is the Ellenville Million. I think you all have the update that I provided to the chair. I also have an updated spending report. There's money to date, approximately half, about almost $500,000 of the Ellenville Million has been allocated. And the committee is starting to consider reallocation and we have to come to the legislature for this, and so I wanted to see. Yes.
But you may want to explain why. Yes. Yeah.
I guess what I would like is, if anybody is interested in sort of thinking about it tonight, and then we can talk another time. But just trying to get a sense of if you think there's any priorities, anything that we should be focused on. Some of the money. If you look at this, like the water and sewer projects, we're spending $30,000 right now to study it. It's the only study in the entire Ellenville Million. Everything else is for implementation, but that's one study to figure out how best to proceed. And the rest of the money is hopefully going to be used to leverage significant state and federal funds. The broadband, which is the second to last one, there's $150,000 allocated that we really don't know how to spend in an effective in a way that's going to enhance economic development. And so that's a potential source of some money that can be moved around to help maybe tourism, maybe the facade programs, or maybe some of the other categories.
Thank you. So, just for further clarification for any other committee member, you know, we all know what's happening with, you know, the merger and that the new company's name is Spectrum, right? Right.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, that's partly why this 150 that they're having a problem with how they're going to spend, because there was an original plan for how that 150 was going to be spent. It's just that that Spectrum process was actually happening around the same time, and so as a result, now it doesn't make sense to make that kind of investment if you're going to be sort of obligating Spectrum at a certain point to be making some of those investments, right? Per the terms of the governor's,
exactly,
you know, policy, as well as the federal policy, right?
Right.
So, you know, that's where the, so now the 150, because of other events, is sort of on the table. So.
That's right. So I have some ideas, but I would like to hear from anybody here who potentially has any ideas. The EDA members are also considering this, including Hector and the chair. And so I expect that we'll be coming to you at the beginning of the year with a suggestion.
I mean, I'm going to repeat what I mentioned at the EDA meeting yesterday, which was, you know, and this is not definitely not set in stone. It's just one person's idea. But if we were going to try to basically work on trying to allocate that 150 towards at least something that was similar to what its original intent was, maybe it was about trying to establish more Wi-Fi in the village or something like that, to have maybe a village Wi-Fi. So that way part of the draw becomes, yeah, come to Ellenville. We actually have Wi-Fi in the entirety of the village. You know, or maybe this is part of the seed money that goes into making that happen. So. Yeah.
Just a question, Suzanne.
Sure.
I'm reading from the memorandum that was dated December 1st. In addition, Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress submitted a grant application on Allenville's behalf of the USDA for technical assistance. Are they leveraging the 150 at all?
We haven't gotten the grant. They haven't given it to anybody yet, so we haven't been notified whether we get that or not.
Okay, but that money, the $150,000, would not be needed to leverage a grant.
Oh, no, not to leverage that grant, no. And that would be technical assistance. It would potentially tell us, give us ideas of how we could allocate the money that would be helpful.
So you're going to come back in January with where you feel the money should go.
Yes.
Or a better use of the money.
Yes. And then the last thing is just metrics. Also wanted to ask your advice. We're going to start to put together a report that we can provide with numbers, and want to make sure that we're providing what you think will be helpful.
And
Hector.
Thank you. In that vein, you know, and Suzanne, really thank you for bringing this up, because it's important. You know, part of that process is going to be difficult, because it's not always cookie cutter, you know, and it becomes a whole thing. We're trying to figure out how we're going to kind of measure, you know, whether or not we're succeeding with our economic development efforts. You know, I mean, yeah, you can make an argument, is it median income, is it unemployment rate, is it, you know, you could sort of, you know, there probably are some best practices that we could probably be looking for that are probably out there. Maybe part of that becomes us talking with our regional counterparts in Dutchess and Orange and even in Albany County. But, you know, we have to figure out some methodology of actually measuring whether or not our efforts are sort of moving the needle, so to speak. So
right.
I really appreciate you bringing it up.
Yeah, no, I think that what we've been measuring so far has been, you know, the CFA dollars that we bring in,
yeah,
and that's something concrete. But then, you know, how many businesses we help, how many potential new businesses we speak to. But really,
it's a job creation.
It's not the moving the needle piece. And I'm certainly not going to take credit for the unemployment numbers, because, you know.
I know. It's also somewhat outside your control whether it's good or bad.
Right.
You know,
So far the USDA is the only one that they've applied for so far. Because every time we find one to apply for, honestly, we've been doing it in-house for free.
They're not actually doing the grant writing for them.
They will, or they can subcontract out. But between Tim and I, we've actually been writing. We've done a few. So for parks, primarily, we've done a few park trails.
Suzanne, one thing I find very encouraging about what you said is the three different, like a Starbucks, Salux. You know, I'm a believer that diversity is the best way to go. I mean, the town of Ulster and Ulster, yeah, County in the 50s put all eggs in IBM's basket, and
yeah,
here we are with a facility being torn down. So, I mean, I think the best way is many different small companies, so if somebody goes out, they're replaced immediately.
And what we didn't even talk about tonight, what I haven't even talked about, is the thing I'm most excited about, which is the film credit. We got the film tax credit from the state, and I can't believe I forgot to mention it. I guess it's 10 of 9. I'm sorry. But super excited that we, the county executive worked really hard, and we got this done, and now we want to get companies to come here and film movies and TV shows, and I think that's going to be a huge effort in 2017 for our office. So what we're hearing is the issue is the minimum of 5 jobs that are required. I would say a few is 4 or 5 that have called, and I've discussed it with them, and I've referred them to the website. But then also, I went to speak at the Ellenville Working Chamber of Commerce not that long ago, and I talked about it to everybody there. So that's why I don't know the number. But
we actually have one business.
We approved one yesterday. Right? Yes, you approved Optimum Window. Was it?
I didn't know that was public enough.
Yes, Optimum Window was approved yesterday. They are they're spending at least $500,000 on equipment. They're creating at least 10 jobs. And so they will be the first recipient of the Economic Development Fund.
It's a grant, though, just, a 40,000, but good. It's still 40,000 towards 10 jobs.
The other thing I just remember hearing was that Richard Travers had been pushing the idea of a kind of a regional effort that would connect Ellenville with the businesses of the Rockdale Valley. And I was wondering if that was on your radar as part of what could be, creating that actual connection among various businesses. I'm not talking about a chamber. Did anybody else recall this proposal? All right, well, I'll ask him.
I talk to him all the time, but I don't. Yeah. And he could open a business in Ellenville.
Myself, but I don't know. Yeah. Pushing town connection having to do with the trails and things.
You don't remember.
Yep,
sorry.
Everybody, you may get a chance. I don't mean to interrupt you, Suzanne, but go down to Ellenville.
Yeah.
Go down and see the work that they've done.
Channel
right. But no, go see the Hunt Building and the restaurants, Gabby's. It's some of the best come a long way.
The SoCal Korean food, the SoCal House, and Nick and Tony, and the Public House.
Restaurant in the old Gabby's.
Oh, right, yeah, and Mimi's Cupcakes. Uh-huh. She's winning awards. She just won an enormous cupcake challenge.
I can't do cupcakes.
Oh, my God, I normally don't either, but this lavender cupcake was the most amazing thing I ever tasted. I mean, off the record, she's doing my daughter's bat mitzvah cake.
First off, number one, my invite must have gotten lost. Number two, don't bring it up. Number three, not a New Paul's Bakery. All right, fine. Sorry. A non-New Paul's Bakery was used.
Actually, I'll tell you how they are.
No. You have more you want to
say? No, let's wrap
this up. Mine's right next to yours.
I know how hard it is working with Ellenville. We worked with Ruffalo on their, Main Street, working with gentlemen. What would you say, the success rate is so far? I mean, that's just the money being spent, but how do you think this money is actually?
I think working with Ellenville has been great. I think that working with Joe Sector specifically, with the Main Street Facade program, the parks piece, I find him to, and them to be genuinely interested in revitalizing the community. When I go there, I meet with the various business people, and they're probably once every other week, meeting with all different types of business people, and it feels good. It feels like the people who are there love it. And I think looking at the specific programs that we're doing, the Hunt, I want to keep working with these people because I've never met more motivated volunteers. And they've done a beautiful job, as the chair was just saying. The Facade program, they gave 4 awards. One of them is finished, but they have 3 or 4 more applications, so it's one of the places that I would recommend that we allocate more money. The parks, I think that you can get to Minnewaska State Park from Ellenville, and nobody knows this. You can just walk up.
I asked about what Rich Travers was talking about, which is that people don't realize that Ellenville is like the doorway.
It is, and if there's no parking up at Sam's Point, you can park at Bermuda Park and walk up there. And so we need to do a much better job getting the word out, signage, and we're working on all of that. So I think that I'm excited about this. I'm proud of the work we've done so far, and think that we can really. And I think that the county executive said this money can't be spent on studies. You know, and that makes it more challenging. But at the end of the day, we have really concrete things to be proud of. So I love that.
So how is the work that the promotional work with what is it, BBBG? Yes. How is that connecting into Ulster County Alive and our promotional work?
So, BBG and DS is reporting to Rick, actually, so that they can really work with Ulster County Live. The website is connected to Ulster County Live. And she's also working really closely with Hank Alejandra, who's the new Parks Commission.
Okay.
And
sure.
So, she's really,
So, just one last question.
Mary Beth, I'm just wondering.
Herbie's got a long drive, it's not me.
Tim is a real Cracker Jack, I know, with numbers and so forth. Would it be possible for us to do some, like, maybe collect some information about how well Airbnbs are doing over there and whether there are any changes, just looking at some of the indicators?
So this is what I think Hector was asking for as well, and I think we need to, the metrics you're talking about, I think we need to, if you could shoot me an email of what you'd like to see as far as metrics, I'd like to sort of put it all together so that when I come every 3 months, I can report on the numbers that you want to see. So I think that would be helpful if you, I'd be happy to try to do that.
Jennifer, when you send that email, please copy me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Send it to Suzanne.
Yeah, please copy me too. I'm interested. Okay.
Any other questions for Suzanne? Right? Suzanne, you have anything else?
No.
Not sure.
I'm not
anybody.
Even looking.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Go now, wait.
All right, everyone. Thank you. The hour's late, but thank you very, very much. All right. And as always, thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
Oh.
You got the special.